How about this?
They call me Dr. John.
Dr. John Cooper Clark, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on vinyl. Some or other.
Here is a mid-Victorian ballad. Some of you will find in it echoes of the old barbershop quartet. There's a turtle in my soup.
There's a turtle in my soup, waiter. Throw it out the old front door. If I ask for turtle soup later, throw me out the old front door. Don't you like our turtle soup? No. Throw it out the old front door. There's a crack in our back door, Father. Throw it out the old front door. And the water's on my soap lather. Throw it out the old front door. Can't you squeeze the bubbles back? No. Throw them out the old front door. There's a slate left on the roof, Mother. Throw it out the old front door. And our horse has lost its hoof, Mother. Throw it out the old front door. Don't you think that's very cruel? No. Throw it out the old front door. House has fallen down, brother. Throw it out the old front door. Now the old front door is down, sister. Throw it out the old front door. Can't you think of any more? No. I can't think of any more.
Hello everybody and welcome to the episode 25 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, and it brings me great sadness and pleasure at the same time to say that this is the final episode of the Vinyl Revival for this year. Don't worry, it's not in total, and opening the show there was Ivor Cutler with his poem Turtle in My Soup. And that poem addresses themes of conclusion, things coming to an end, growing and ageing, and I felt that that was appropriate to start this episode, seem as though that is very much what's happening to the show as we speak. A rather morbid poem, but I can assure you the whole show won't be that dour. Thanks very much, Jules, for a great hour of music and a swift handover there, and it's a shame that this is the last evening that me and Jules will be sharing the airwaves on LSR. Things change, things move on, but I'll always miss that. Thanks a lot. So yes, it's episode 25 of the Vinyl Revival, the final one for this year, and on the show, as well as the usual features, which are, of course, the Charity Shop 7-inch of the week, selecting our Wind Down record and an LP that must be in our classic collection, this week's letter beginning with L. Through doing all of this, we're going to have some music from... We're going to have music from The Doors, a German industrial band Rheingold. We'll have some Richie Valens... We're also going to have some Jerry Lee Lewis, but I'm not going to give it all away as usual. We want to leave some element of surprise over the course of the next 60 minutes. Do feel free to contribute however you wish to do so, because otherwise you're just listening to me. That's boring. You're meant to add the interesting bits in between the records. I'm particularly excited about the Wind Down record this week, which comes from a band that will be uncovered as time progresses. So yes, let me know how you're getting on. It is not a Monday, you're right, Einstein, it's a Tuesday, which is, I think, rude, quite frankly, that I've had to do my show on this evening, because up until this point, every show has been on a Monday night, throwing me all out of kilter. Not to worry, I can easily adapt, I was brought up that way. So, unfolding over the next 60 minutes is everything that I've already told you, but I know what's on your mind, I know what's at the forefront of your thoughts. James, seem as though this is the final episode, how on earth can we repay you? How can we repay you for your contribution to the industry of broadcasting? How can we repay you for your constant originality? I just don't know. You can repay me with cash. I do accept cash. I don't take card. Or you can repay me with a great big kiss. This is the Shangri-Las.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Here comes my man.
That was the Shangri-Las episode 25 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, here on Leeds Student Radio. We're only a fraction of the way into the show at the moment, and there's not really a strict theme. However, there is a loose theme, I'd go as far to say, and that's going to unfold right this second. So basically, last week, my sister said to me, she said, James, I love your hair. And I said, thanks, I've had it done for a movie. And with a shocked face, she replied, really? Which one? Wait for the zinger. I then said I'm off to the pictures on Saturday. Do you like that one? So yes, on Saturday evening I sauntered down to the Hyde Park Picture House with my partner in the hopes of seeing a moving picture. Where better chance of finding somewhere that showcases such a thing? And I walked into this movie knowing very little about it, and it's a remake of the French classic La French, renamed The Connection, featuring some artists that I can't pronounce the names of. I'm not going to butcher them. Look at them yourself. And it was a rather confusing cast, as all have very similar facial features, but I got used to it, I got around that, and you will too. But honestly, this is in my top three films of all times, and instantly you're greeted with a cafe racer motorcycle hurtling through the seaside port of Marseille, weaving in between classic car after classic car, and I'm not going to tell you what happens next, that'd give it away. I'll leave that one for you. But honestly, the film captures the class, pace and style of France and exposes the corruption within the police force, and as well as the film being aesthetically spotless. The directing of dialogue, which was all in French and soundtracked by... I can only say that it was the glue that held the film together, really. And I had to keep refraining from taking notes whilst watching the film, but luckily my brain served me well, and I'm now going to play you a song that was used in the movie. It was also used in the title sequence. And it's a take on the Cher classic Bang Bang by 1960s French singer Sheila, who I wasn't familiar with until I heard this song in the film. And honestly, my hair's stood on end. This is one of the best records of all time, and that's an understatement. So, for the first section of this episode, the loose theme is a song sung in a different language. So, get in touch through any form of social media that has your heart's desire and let me know what your favourite songs are that fall under this bracket. But honestly, the instrumentation in this song, the delivery and what's the word I'm looking for? It's escaped me. It's a fantastic record anyway, so kicking off our loose theme of songs sung in a different language, this is Bang Bang, Sheila's take on it, sung in French, taken from the film The Connection, and if you don't go see this, you're a fool. I'm going to play this one for Jules because I told him he'd like it, and I bet he would, and he's listening intently, as are all of you, hopefully, so get in touch.
Thank you.
Revival.
How good was that? You are welcome. That was Sheila with Bang Bang, taken from the film The Connection. Do yourself a favour, get down to the nearest cinema complex that is showing that film and go and see it. Thank you for being here with me on this wonderful evening in June. I believe it's June, but the temperature of the weather suggests otherwise because it's still absolutely freezing out there. It's definitely a jumper and coat combination weather. Usually at this time of the year, you can get away with a lightly plaid flannel shirt and nothing else, but I'm not going to complain because at least it's not raining. However, it is set to do so this weekend when we're going to be having a family barbecue on the Sunday. Don't do it. I know that's what you're thinking. You're an idiot for trying. The second that you try and cut any sort of red meat, the heavens seem to open. I don't know if there's connotations between those two things. A link, maybe. I'm not a scientist. I'm supposedly a radio DJ who's going to be out of work for a couple of months while the students fill up on beer and biscuits. Before coming back in September, when I hopefully, touch wood, will be back in this very chair. But until then, we'll move on to some more music. As I said, the loose theme is songs sung in a different language, and having only one French record and moving on would be like having one biscuit with your brew and putting the rest away. Who would do it? A serial killer, maybe? Someone you don't want to know. Anyway, so yes, another French record, now from Brigitte Bardot, who must be one of the coolest pop stars ever. She was born 28th of September 1934, and she's a French actress starring in 37 films, a singer, fashion model, and later became an animal rights activist. If you slip broadcaster in there, that's my dream CV. And the number I've chosen to play is perhaps one of the most well-known. It's a demonstration of pace of life in France in the 60s. And the record is just 1 minute 41 seconds. What's that about? Cat got me tongue, but there's no cat in here, just me. 1 minute 41 seconds of fun. No, really, this record jumps out of your speakers chaotically and flounces around with instrumentation lighter than a French pastry. This is Brigitte Bardot, Mo Jijou, Jijou, Mo Jajou.
Moi je joue, moi je joue à joue contre joue. Je veux jouer à joue contre vous, mais vous le voulez-vous? De tout cœur, je veux gagner ce cœur à cœur. Vous connaissez mon jeu par cœur, alors défendez-vous. Sans tricher, je vous le promets. J'ai gagné, tant pis c'est bien fait, vous êtes mon jouet. À présent, ce ne sera plus vous mais toi. Et tu feras ça, t'apprendras n'importe quoi pour moi. Sans m'en faire, je vais t'assurer un enfer. De griffes et de crocs, tu crieras bientôt au secours. Alors décidant de ton sort, pour m'éviter quelques remords, je t'aimerai plus fort. Oh oui, plus fort. Oui, 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 plus fort. Oh, plus fort. Oui, oui.
Thank goodness it's After Hours, you provocative devil. That was Brigitte Bardot, released in 1964. That was Moi Jijou, Jijou. But I've already tried to pronounce it once, why try it again? If you can't do something, don't bother trying. James Shakeshaft, unfortunately, it brings me great sadness to say this is the final episode of The Vinyl Revival, and I'm going to use this as an opportunity to thank all of you for your support over the last year. If you're out there, reach out to me. You won't actually be able to grab me because this is a third-party media. What does that mean? Not too sure. I'm I'm just savouring this moment, to be honest. It's the highlight of my week. I say it once, I'll say it again, but it really is. Now, moving on to another record. It's not French, but it's just as European. Re-released recently, bringing it to my attention on a German industrial compilation. And I heard this record when I was out at work a few weeks ago, and I haven't rattled it off since. I'm sort of using this show as an excuse to throw in records that I've been saving in my potential vinyl revival songs list, because I couldn't possibly bring myself to not play them. So yes, I heard this song when I was out on the van at work, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head, and I've just been waiting to play it for you. I've been excited. I've lost sleep over it, in fact. The band is Rheingold. Have you heard of them? Probably not. They weren't that well known, but they should have been a lot more well known than they were. Really, they're a perfect combination of Devo and Kraftwerk with a shambolic charm. That's probably down to the input of Wolfgang Fleur, who describes himself as the Ringo Starr of electronic music, and that title always makes me chuckle. He's a very funny man, is Wolfgang, and it's still in the pipeline to get him on the show, actually. That's right. A real robot coming on the Vinyl Revival, but that's something for next year. So yes, he had some input in this, not too sure what exactly, and as I say, it's been re-released on a compilation recently, but originally it was released in 1981. It came out on the Welt record label, and I can't quite put my finger on it. It's so original, this song, and the band for that matter. There's not much online about them, but what there is, you should scrape the barrel and do some research. Honestly, this is going to get the energy levels up just a little bit, but this is Rheingold, a German band. Not that that needs specifying, because it's going to become very clear in just 2 seconds' time. This is Fanfanatisch. We'll be right back.
Charity Shop Challenge of the Week.
My God, if there's a record better than that, I've never heard it. From 1981, that was Rheingold with Fan Fan Fanatisch. No idea what it means. If there's any German, budding young German students or any German-speaking folk listening in, do feel free to do a quick translation and get in touch. But yes, you just heard the man himself, me, say that it's the last Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. Ever. No, it's not. That's a lie. Till September, October, November, December. I don't know when I'm coming back. If at all. But there'll always be Vinyl Revival, so keep your eyes peeled and I'll keep you posted. So now it's time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. After this, we'll have our wind-down record, but we'll get to that in just one moment. Let me clear my throat. Now, this Charity Shop 7-inch of the week is mysterious for a couple of reasons. And I've had to make an excuse as to why there wasn't a Charity Shop 7-inch in keeping with the show's themes, because that would need a great deal of coincidence. Well, here right now on the last episode, that it's all about to change, because I stumbled across this rock and roll staple that belongs in everyone's collection, Ritchie Valens La Bamba. And yes, this has a strange story. It's a Mexican folk song originally from the state of Veracruz, best known from a 1958 adaptation by Ritchie Valens, the one we're going to hear in just a moment's time. And this song, La Bamba, is ranked at number 354 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and it's the only song on the list sung in a language other than English, and the original composer of the song La Bamba remains unknown to this day, but Valens really owns this tune. He made it his own. So yes, God may do exist. He's put a 7-inch in a charity shop for me to buy that's in keeping with the loose theme of a song sung in a different language. So yes, Ritchie Valens, this song is from 1958. You see? Almost stumbled there. From 1958, it came out on the Delphi record label. And it was actually the B-side to the single. The A-side was a song called Donna, but this was really the main focus of the 7-inch. And I mean, that's a theme for a future show, isn't it, actually? Records or releases where the B-side is better than the A-side. I can think of a few just off the top of my head, but I'll save that for a rainy day. Or a sunny day. I don't control the weather. So yes, the last Charity Shop 7-inch of the week of the year. And it's a good way to end it, because we couldn't have had the last episode without a good rock and roll number to get us going. We've got another one later as well from Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis, who's never been played on the show. So it'll be good to introduce him to the family, the ever-growing family of the Vinyl Revival. This is Ritchie Valens with La Bamba. I'm smiling.
Capitán, soy capitán. wind down.
Oh man, that's put me in a good frame of mind. Halfway point now of episode 25, the final episode of the Vinyl Revival, 31 to be precise. Still plenty of time to get in touch. Let me know how you're doing on the other end of this microphone. You heard the advert. The jingles will stay the same, hopefully. I've got no need to change them. They make me chuckle, and if they don't make you chuckle, then maybe I should change them. But as I said, they make me chuckle. That's all that matters. Is it? So yes, it's now time for our wind down record. Surely you are all familiar with the timetable by now, but for those unsure, let me enlighten you. Kick off your boots and pour yourself a glass of wine. I don't condone alcohol drinking, so pop the kettle on if not. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Relax, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because this week for you, I've got the wind down record of all wind down records from the Drifters. And when I created this feature, I purposefully saved this record for the last episode, which was a difficult thing to do because every single week all I wanted to do was play this song. I can empathise with this record greatly. It appeals to those with restless feet. Sometimes you've just got to take a breather, and the best place for that is removed from the world. Where's the most removed place you can go in a city? Up on the roof. And this is one of them fantastic records where it doesn't matter if you're a soul boy, a beatnik, or even a fan of today's racket pop. If you don't like this, then there's something seriously wrong. You need to seek medical attention. Fast. To say this is a masterpiece is an understatement, and this is the only song that I can solidly say is a Desert Island disc for me. If I could only take a handful of singles, this no doubt would be in there. I can't put my finger on what it is or why. It's just got a magical tone that it really does smother you, and it carries you right through the full 2 minutes 32 seconds. The song was written by Jerry and Carol King and released in 1962. The B-side was Another Night with the Boys, but this really was the main focus. This was around the time they were releasing a lot of singles about cities in general. Because just a year later, in 1963, they released their single On Broadway. But bands today, you know, they sweat and they give sweat, blood and tears over a song. For a week, they could be in the studio for a week recording one song, but this was a time in music where bands like the Drifters were recording 6 of these songs a day. I just have no idea how they were doing it, because we're not making music of this quality anymore, and I'm not sure that we will ever again. But we must remain optimistic, so our wind down record is the... It's the song that I created this feature with in mind, one of my Desert Island discs. Taking us into the second half of the show, this is Up on the Roof by the Drifters. This is James Shakeshaft, and this is the final episode of the Vinyl Revival. Stick around to the end.
Up on the roof. For me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into come home feeling tired and weak. I go up where the
Everybody, that was the wind down record of all wind down records. That was Up on the Roof by the Drifters. And if I should fall gentle into that good night, do play that at my funeral. What a fantastic record. It's not too in your face, it's not too epic, it is what it is, beautiful in every way possible. While we're on the topic of my funeral, for those listening, I quite fancy, now tell me if I'm mad. Most people like to be behind closed doors at their funeral in a coffin. They might have even been cremated prior to the event. But if you could be kind enough to take me to the best taxidermist money can buy, I want to be stuffed and put in the finest three-piece suit available known to mankind. And I want to be placed at the door, at the entrance of my funeral, in a pose that suggests a greeting mannerism to those that are coming to say goodbye to me. I think that would be rather unique. And play that song for me, The Drifters, our wind down record. Getting off topic now. The time, 23:38. Me name is James Shakeshaft, and I've got a bit flustered. We'll move on now, keeping it mellow with a reggae number that's been sitting in my, and another one actually that's been sitting in my potential vinyl revival songs list all year. I never got a chance to play it, and I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't manage to fit this into this final episode. And like a lot of reggae dancehall productions, this song is full to the brim with tone, texture, and a wall of sound. Honestly, there isn't a frequency that isn't occupied by some marvellous piece of instrumentation. This song picks you up and carries you like a wave. And I wasn't familiar with this group until I heard a Peel session that they did, played by Gideon Coe on his weekday evening shows. You should listen to that, actually. He's got quite a good taste in music, that man. But like many reggae numbers, this song addresses themes of freedom and rights. And it's not to be confused with the Lion Rock. Right, so basically, I should stress this point at the moment. The name of the song is Lion Rock, and it addresses themes of freedom and rights. And easily to be confused with the Lion Rock, which is located between Kowloon Tong in Kowloon and Tai Wai in the New Territories, and it's 495 metres high. And the peak consists of granite covered sparsely by shrubs. Easily confused. I initially confused it with that, so give me one reason a band situated over 1,000 miles away from the destination of Lion Rock in Hong Kong wouldn't write a song about it. Its sparsely shrubbed exterior. I don't know, but I do know I had to play this record for you before we break for the summer. So without any further ado, this is a group called Culture. This isn't the Peel session, this is the studio recorded version of their song, Lion Rock. I'll repeat again, it's not about the Lion Rock in Hong Kong. It is in fact a song about, well, you have a listen now.
Money with the sign of the dragon bandit.
absolutely exceptional. That was Culture with Lion Rock, episode 25, the time 23:45. The show Vinyl Revival, James Shakeshaft, here with you for just 15 more minutes. Moving on to the next record now. As you can see, I said it was a loose theme of songs sung in a different language. It was loose because we've abandoned it towards the end. There's just so much that I wanted to fit in for you. So, on this day, 1963, the Crystals' Da Do Ron Ron peaked at number 3 on the US singles charts, produced by Phil Spector, who used a multi-track recording system to build the song layer upon layer to achieve a result that became known as the Wall of Sound. Historic, to say the least. Backing musicians included Glenn Campbell on guitar, Leon Russells on piano, Hal Blaine on the drums, and Nino Tempo on sax. A very fitting name, not sure if that was a birth name or a stage name. Nino Tempo, might have to do some more research on that. And this song single-handedly created a genre and captured doo-wop quite literally for what it was. And I took it upon myself in late October of last year to write a poem utilising this song's vocal progression. And as poetry is something that has been featured throughout the shows, I thought that I'd bring it back for one night only. So you're going to hear a poem by myself and then the classic Da Do Ron Ron by the Crystals. Listen out for the similarities in, how do I put this? Repetition. So here we go. A poem on the Vinyl Revival. Can you believe it? Probably, because it's not the first time that it's been done. So this is School Run Mum. She's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. Her first glass of wine's at 9:15 and her husband's a 9-to-5 ball of slime. Anyone asks her, she says she's fine, but she's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. When she's on her own, she comes undone. The ironing awaits, that's enough fun. She orders antidepressants by the ton. She's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. The paint turns red as she watches it dry, readjusting her lazy eyes. That picture straight, it's only 1:30. She's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. Her mind's closing in like Indiana Jones. If there's no one there, can you hear her moan? She thought of volunteering at the old folks' home, but she daren't go out in the sun. She's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. Daytime television dissolves her brain, whilst a homemade detergent dissolves a stain. Delivery due, she wish he came. His truck broke down, he wasn't to blame. Please sign here, love, what's your name? She thought with her brains, of which she had none. She's a school-run mum, a school-run mum. Released this day in April. What? No, it wasn't. That's a lie. Because it's not April, it's June. It was... I beg your pardon. It was released this day. I've made a massive mistake, but it was released this day, 1963. Still sounds fresh to death. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Let's maintain this feeling of joy right up until the bitter end. And this joy will be soundtracked by Jerry Lee Lewis, the best rock and roll pianist of all time, an artist who's never been played on the Vinyl Revival. It's an utter disgrace. And my sister's partner got a chance to see Jerry in concert, and I don't know where and I don't know when, but it's pretty cool stuff. And Jerry played for and with some of the greatest musicians and musical organisations around, from Sun Records to the Grand Ole Opry, which he played for the first time in 1973. I'd have thought he'd have played earlier, but evidently not. So yes, we're going to introduce Jerry Lee Lewis to the Vinyl Revival family before tucking you all into bed and wishing you farewell for the summer with our classic LP going into our virtual collection. The letter is L this week, but all of you can guess exactly what it is that I've selected for that slot. But until then, you'll hear about that soon. But for now, it's Jerry Lee Lewis with a whole lot of shaking going on.
I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the morning. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on.
Goodness, the time has come. As quickly as it started, it's now time to end. What a fantastic year it's been, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you individually, but frankly, I don't have the time nor the interest, only joking. This has just been a fantastic year, and I've enjoyed it very much. I've found a lot of great records, I hope you can agree. But I'm now going to be signing you off with our classic LP that you must have in your collection. It could only be one. And it is, of course, LA Woman by The Doors, released on the Elektra label, the last album released by the band, and arguably their best. Never got played live, which is a crying shame, but the songs will live on forever. This really has meant the world to me, and I've lived and breathed this show, and I'm devastated to part. However, don't fret, as I will be back next academic year and we can catch up properly. So enjoy your summers of paragliding, water skiing, beach balls and Factor 50, and stay safe and enjoy your travels, whether that's to the sunny West Coast or a holiday park in Brid. Everybody enjoys different things. Another song I've chosen to play from LA Woman is one that doesn't get nearly enough exposure, and it is my favourite Doors song of all time. The song is Hyacinth House, and it's an exceptional piece of music. I particularly like the lyric, "Why did you throw the Jack of Hearts away? It was the only card in the deck that I had left to play." A very poetic lyric there. And I think if you look into that deep enough, links to Jim Morrison's personality at that time, which is naturally the case when someone writes a song. Anyway, without further ado, thanks for being a part of episode 25 of my Vinyl Revival. This particular episode will be up over the coming week to listen back to on the alien airwaves at your disposal. I won't see you next week. It won't be the same time, it won't be the same place, and it won't be a different selection. It just won't be. I've been James Shakeshaft. Our closing record is Hyacinth House by The Doors. This has been absolutely cracking. Stay safe, don't hurt yourself. And for one last time, it brings me great pleasure to say, tatty bye.
Revival.